Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry for iToday, as in for Adora.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. And how quickly AIG, the letters AIG, go from being an inscrutable financial acronym that nobody knew what the company even did to becoming an actual, almost monosyllabic synonym for greed and corruption in the financial meltdown. And to express your outrage, you can either be polite, like our president.
In the last 6 months, AIG has received substantial sums from the U.S. Treasury. And I've asked Secretary Geithner to use that leverage and pursue every single legal avenue to block these bonuses and make the American taxpayers whole.
Or your outrage could be a little more passionate, as Senator Charles Grassley from Iowa mentioned yesterday.
The first thing that would make me feel a little bit better towards them, if they'd follow the Japanese example and come before the American people and take that deep bow and say, I'm sorry, and then either do one of two things, resign or go commit suicide.
On guard. I'll let you try my Wu-Tang style.
Does Senator Grassley have a Wu-Tang style there? What was he talking about? Well, his spokespeople say he wasn't actually hoping that AIG executives commit suicide, but it is an indication of the temperature of the rhetoric about AIG and its bonuses. Joining us now is Jackie Collins, New York Times National Desk reporter. Jackie, thanks for joining us from Washington. First of all, these were contracts. The administration had to know about this, but there's certainly a sense that they haven't done a very good job of staying out in front of the national outrage over AIG and the bailout. What's going on?
Well, it's unclear at this point. I mean, the news about these latest payments came out late last week and over the weekend, but too late to really do anything. They were right on the deadline, March 15th, for the checks to go out. And you know, on the one hand, you could say that, you know, this was a deal, this bailout of AIG that goes back to last September and before the administration was even elected, let alone inaugurated, and that they've been, you know, tending to economic problems that for everyone is like drinking water out of a fire hose, and it just slipped through the cracks. But you know, that shouldn't be, I suppose, for a White House and an administration that has shown such political talent in the past. You know, this is, we already had bailout fatigue in this country building. This, anybody could tell, was just going to be, you know, like throwing kerosene on a fire.
Now, you know, Timothy Geithner, Secretary of the Treasury, worked at the New York Fed. He's, you know, comfortable with the terminology for compensation and, you know, what the rest of us call wages. But is it possible that there's some sort of linguistic problem that people don't really understand the context in which investment bankers receive a bonus and it's, you know, part of their compensation? And maybe, you know, if we just were more familiar with the way they do things on Wall Street, we wouldn't be so outraged?
Well, perhaps, but it's just that none of this has been very transparent, and at a point where, you know, the government owns 80% of AIG at this point, you'd like to think that, you know, we could have a little more information. It was only over the weekend that AIG finally identified the major, what we call the counterparties. Those are the major companies, including Goldman Sachs and the like, who had received billions in sharing in the bailout of AIG, which is the very reason AIG was bailed out in the first place, which is it essentially insures, you know, not just individuals but major companies against losses. So last year, as those losses at various companies mounted and AIG was on the hook for them, to have let AIG go down would have been like, you know, a rock pulling down everything else into the abyss with it.
Well, we've heard the too big to fail argument, but yet to deal with these bonuses, someone on our air yesterday said that conceivably the government owns so much of AIG that it could just basically declare AIG a non-existent company, reformulate it as, you know, GIA, and all of a sudden mm-hmm. the contracts are null and void. Larry Summers is talking about rule of law. We can't touch the contracts. Any chance that something like that, something radical like that, could be done?
Well, you know, I couldn't. There is a chance, but every time these options have been looked at and they've, for one reason or another, been set aside. Let me give you one example. To just say, well, you know, we're not going to honor those contracts. And the thinking is, what I'm told, is that you'd have a major civil class action lawsuit on your hands that in the end might take the government, cost the taxpayers more money. And, you know, we have to remember, take the eye off the ball. I mean, I think President Obama said in his inaugural address, we can't, or his State of the Union speech, or what amounted to one, that we can't govern in anger. There's a lot the government's doing right now, and government officials, that to get all, you know, they're trying to put together a financial rescue plan to get credit moving in this country. And so for every minute that these people are spending trying to address the anger on AIG, you know, they're not doing these other things. So, and as for the class action suit, you know, if you get, if you're paying all that money, who knows? But, you know, you reach a point where it might be a gamble worth taking, and that's the thinking now, especially right, in light of this furor.
Well, anger gets too hot, and it begins to affect policy, that's for sure, and we certainly saw that in the words of Senator Grassley yesterday. Jackie Collins, the New York Times national correspondent, talking about AIG.